Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
What's up? Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Monstrous Mondays right here on Monstrous Radio. This is our live show, but don't forget you can connect with us 24 hours a day, 365 at monstrousradio.com. You can find more about me personally and all the other co-hosts that be on our show, Stallion Baltimore, Black Gaza, whoever. Just go over to monstrousradio.com and check out the stuff about the host, and you can find everything on Instagram, Facebook, all that type of stuff. You dig? So, all right, we're going to go ahead and get into it. We want to know about what you had going on this weekend. Did you go to any big parties? Any hot movies come out? Any TV shows over the weekend that, you know, something that's going on? We want to know. Hit us up here in just a little bit, 424-243-9649. Now, don't only like the links to the show, but don't forget to share them now so all your friends and family can get in on this too. But check it out. I'm going to start out with some upcomers tonight. I know I usually start out with remixes and things like that, but check it out. This right here is going to be Caroline featuring D-Ray. It's called This Way, Monstrous Radio. Monstrous Monday starts right about now.
Man, I just drove deep and got this chick saying, damn, let's act like we been here before. Now go on, lock that door. And she say, she like me, I strike it fast, quick like lightning. And we been around the city both looking for excitement. Been there, done that, ain't neither of us like it. But fuck it, let's do it for the hometown. Miss Carolina, have a chick around. Drinks up, shawty, if you know you down. And us real niggas don't make no sound. Do it for the hometown. Miss Carolina, have a chick around. Drinks up, shawty, if you know you down. And us real niggas don't make no sound. I'm gone.
Something better than the rest. Look in my eyes, stand in my way, so hypnotizing. And I love the way you talk, makes me feel like a boy. Tonight is the night, making love to me, we gon' get it right. Let's do it for the hometown. It's Carolina, how to chick around. Glass in the air, cause you know I'm down. And that's real, be my time to come around.
Come this way with me, come through.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to Monstrous Radio. Hey, it's that radio world. On a Monstrous Monday, trying to get your weekend going, baby. Or sorry, get your week going. Look, let me get my shit together when I'm trying to sound all cool. So, hey, hit us up here just a little bit, 424-243-9649. We got our Who's Fucking Who and Who's Getting Fat, also known as the entertainment news. But, hey, you ever be walking down the street or ever be, like, somewhere and you notice some shit and you realize, I'm not even going to figure this out. I'm just going to mind my motherfucking business. You dig? I'm going to keep it real. Today, I walked down to the store and I seen a dude sitting in the car and I'm like, what is he doing? Well, there's a chick in the car in the seat next to him and she was totally upside down. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I mean, her head is where the feet are. What the fuck? I don't know. I'm just going to keep spinning some music. We got Stallion Baltimore here. We got Jay Dirty here. We going to keep it moving for this Monstrous Monday. It's some new Chris Brown. It's called Hey Yo.
It's my new shoe. I'm the black bitchy bitch with the roof missing. If it don't make dollars, don't make sense. Z, wake up like I gotta get it. And I got an engine for a trunk space. I get money three ways. Three ways, seven different formats. Plus, she's no oblate, but I make that bark bark with some cheesecake. Yeah. I'm the coldest nigga I see. Looking in the mirror like I wish I can be me. She too into me, I'm more into money. My hobbies are body, that's my lobby. I'ma eat it, I'ma eat it. I don't lie, hold my dick too conceited. I told her she my wife for the weekend. But don't be acting like I need you, cause we poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like,
I'm in the rose, you don't roll right. My chain shine brighter than a strobe light. I'm tryna Coco, this don't concern ice. If I motorboat, she gon' motorbike. I ain't worried about nothing. Rehabilitation, just have me worried about money. Decision making, only worried about stunning. She worried about me, her nigga worried about cussing. I wanna see her body,
body.
Then she said, get inside of me. I wanna feel you, baby.
Yeah.
Just bring the animal right out of me.
When I go down,
now we fucking, she thuggin', getting loud.
Cause we poppin' like,
hey, yo. All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like,
hey, yo.
I'ma take her out down, she bring her friend around, so I'm both like,
hey, yo.
I'm a bougie arrow, let the roof at home.
We poppin' like,
hey, yo.
We poppin' like,
hey, yo.
But
y'all be
actin'
like
I need you. Now I can spot your from a mile away. Valentine and that B, it's a holiday.
You losing money, y'all win meals. Dr. J, she gon' follow my lead. Thomas says,
paper, paper, I'm riding scrapers in California. Car smell like ammonia, we got that stank on us.
Never been an outcast, that stank on ya. From the ghetto, but my like Apollonia.
We in the hood, tatted like a Mexican. Car too fast, give a fuck about pedestrians.
And my section left, more lesbians.
Got your beer, some that new.
Yeah, what? We poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like,
hey,
yeah.
I'ma take her out down, she bring her friend around, so I'm both like,
hey, yo.
I'm a bougie arrow, let the roof at home.
We poppin' like,
hey, yo, hey, yo, hey.
But don't be actin' like I need you.
Yeah, it's that fly shit. King Stoney, drop top.
Yes, I hope you got your Monstrous Talk game on, because we're gonna open up the line right after this track right here. Right here. I hear it. Now this bump, just a little bit. Monstrous Radio! Let's go.
I get fucked up, drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. I get fucked up, drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. I get fucked up, we ain't doing much, trying to have a good time. Got four bad bitches, man, the pleasure's all mine. Girls kissing girls, best believe they all fine. Girls kissing girls, best believe they all fine. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. What you doing? Drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Hey, get fucked up. Drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Hey, get fucked up. Four bad bitches, man, the pleasure all mine. We ain't doing nothing, trying to have a good time. Roll around the city, Porsche seat, some recline. Four bad bitches fucking at the same time. Bit name Keisha, got her ass like a bubble. Feed her M&M's, watch her turn to some trouble. Two hands on the ball, shorty just double. Once I get mine, I ain't even trying to cuddle. All in the party, hippie trippy on the Henny. Jaw full of weed, baby girl, I got plenty. Break fat for the cheese like I work at Denny. Shorty with the shots, I need many, many, many. Miley and the sister, drinking out the bottle. Shorty going in, going hard for a throttle. Instagram lights got a feeling like a model. If you're looking for the drug, don't worry, hey, I got it. Drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Hey, get fucked up. Drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Hey, get fucked up. We ain't doing much, trying to have a good time. Got four bad bitches, man, the pleasure's all mine. Girls kissing girls, best believe they all fine. Girls kissing girls, best believe they all fine. Let go. Let go.
Let go.
Let go.
Let go.
Let go. What you doing? Drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Hey, get fucked up. Drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Hey, get fucked up. Shot number four, gotta still talk sober. Molly got a ass wide awake, no folders. Hey, what it is, Diego, rain a doja. One more shot, I'm in that hole like a ghost. Smoke, smoke, smoke. Drink, drink, drink. Bitch, I'm getting money, give a damn what you think. One more shot, hit a bit, my face. Super lit, hit that hole, going hard in the paint.
Fruit rolling up, he ain't ran out yet. About to take off, my Migos all set. Rolled up the blunt, got a dutch full of Shrek. Said that she want more, guess she ain't done yet. Green, 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 me, me, me. Bad bitch a kissin', I ain't tryna intervene. If you gon' do it, baby, do it for the team. In the zone, blowin' strong, money long, limousine. Drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Ayy, get fucked up. Drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Ayy, get fucked up. We ain't doing much, tryna have a good time. Got four bad bitches, man, the pleasure's all mine. Girls kissing girls, best believe they all fine. Girls kissing girls, best believe they all fine. Let go.
Let go.
Let go.
Let go.
Let go. What you doing? Drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Hey, get fucked up. Drink a little bit, smoke a little bit, pop a little bit. Hey, get fucked up.
Monstrous Radio. Ooh, wee! Hey, back out. Back out. Back out. Get fucked up. Yeah, Monstrous Radio. It's a monstrous Monday. I almost said monstrous Tuesday. You dig? But you know who I am. So hey, let's welcome to the show, my co-host. What's good, Miss Stallion Baltimore? Miss
What's up?
Herself.
What up? It is I, the elegant diva, Stallion Baltimore. What's up with everybody? Monstrous world, what's going down?
What's really going on out there in the world? You know what to do. You want to talk to us, hit us up, 424-243-9649. We'll get to you in just a moment. So you know what we do tonight. You know, we talk about things that went on over the weekend, maybe even some things that are coming up this week. Anything special going on down there in your area of the world on the weekend? Hello.
Let me think. Nothing really went down here on the weekend. You know, the usual, the same spots, happy hour, I actually stayed in the house this weekend, if you can believe it. Usually I'm at somebody's.
I don't. Can I get a witness?
The Stallion did stay in the house this weekend. It was a lot going on. It was cold. So, you know how Texas is. We don't like the cold. We don't do the cold like that.
It's cold, yes. 85 degrees. Ain't that a bitch? Come on, it's cold. It's 85 outside. Fucking Texas.
Don't judge us because you down there freezing your motherfucking balls off. Walk outside, dick
is
going to fall because it's going to freeze to death.
Don't be trying to jinx me. She said, just going to fall. Ow. Don't say that. Don't say that. That's just a mean
just
shit
saying,
to say. You dig? That's
saying,
right. Yeah, that's just a mean shit to say.
I got to put about 3 pair of underwear just to keep it safe. Don't hate on us. Because we don't get...
I don't know what you're talking about. I got nut muffins. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, like head, like ear muffs. I got nut muffs, goddamn it. That's why I stick them right on my motherfucking nuts. Just hang right there. Just hang. Big furs, they look
that's
like cashmere. You dig? Just hot and warm. Look like I'm walking around with a double tennis ball under my shit. I'm just saying, hello. My shit stays warm. I don't know what you're talking about.
The mustard is definitely protected. But something else is not protected. It's still hanging. It's there to get frozen and just break off. It's just gonna break off like a ice from the motherfucking roof. It's gonna break off. And like, what the fuck is that?
You know what? I'm done fucking with you. What's good, Jay Berry? I don't know what the hell she on, but I don't have no part of it. What's going on, bro? Please help me. I don't want to help. Oh, ow. Icicle breakage. Ow.
Shit, what's happening with you, bro?
Nothing much. Coming Dark Stallion on the ass over here talking about this out of town.
Yeah.
She over here jinxing me and shit. The fuck? I'm over here with my nut muffins off. Trying to stay warm.
Gotta get it out of your lip, man. I don't even want to talk about that no more. What I'm sitting there talking about a man's nuts for? Fuck out of here. I ain't talking about shit. Next subject, man. Damn it. I'm a heterosexual player. I don't even play like that.
That's what's up. Oh, y'all watch this radio. Thank y'all for tuning in. If you want to get in a conversation about
the and if you
want to
order your very own nut muffs, make sure you contact these monsters. And he get you a pair of order. You know what I mean?
243-9649. Get your nut muffs. I'm just saying.
That's right.
All colors.
If you're an artist, I can put your name on it. I got Nike ones. I got Adidas. I got some FUBUs. You dig? Prada ain't in yet.
Get the fuck out of here, man. This is Nike, man. Hold on,
man. Not my
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Sometimes you gotta just do it.
Yo, that shit crazy as fuck. What you say? You hell, bro.
So, all right, so what y'all have going on the weekend down there in Georgia?
You already know what the fuck I did. Got thrown in mind of my motherfucking business.
Already.
Stay low like the roast. You know what I'm talking about?
All right. So, let's see. I didn't really do too much, you know. I kind of finished up some tracks in the studio, did some little shit around the house. That's about it. Let some people irritate the fuck out of me. But outside of that, I mean, it was a pretty cool weekend. I mean, I didn't have to put my hands on nobody. Big. I didn't get beat up by a ninth grade girl again this weekend. I'm just saying. I can fight back.
I ain't going to comment on
that,
brother.
No, shut up. I'm saying ninth. Shut up.
She's
big enough to be a ninth grader. I'm just saying, this is like Shaq's daughter,
deep.
Man.
She pimps that.
Exactly. How the baby girl gonna be bigger than her mama? I'm just
Wow.
Bro, I don't even.
I ain't let her do nothing.
Beat up by a sixth grade girl.
Man, you better ask Foreman why you let Ali beat you for your title. I didn't let her do nothing. He ain't let Ali be a shit. They took that fight. I'm just saying, they took that fight.
What? Oh, yeah, nothing
that's
you
a bad
right
little
now,
girl,
bro.
Man. I'm telling you,
oh,
bro. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it tomorrow when we come back, and we're going to have some entertainment news. So stick with y'all, 424-243-9649. He got some new 2 Chainz for y'all. I used to call him Titty Boy. Yeah, I thought I had something funny to say. Fuck it, I'm going to do the music.
Okay. I'm by my come up. I'm by my come up. Young nigga run up. Run all the summer. Cast on my stomach like Machiavelli. Back of the back in the back of tellings. With the racks in the sack, I was rapping belly. They were acting really niggas. Acting sedated. Ain't no activists in the city. Whoa. Dip on my road dog. 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 This is a real nigga roll call. We spin it and get it back. We had invented that. Shit, we on the internet. Fly the instant. Shine like the moonlight. Tonal Kazoom type.
God bless you.
I'm throwing cheese off. Like it's a food fight.
All right.
They talking that blow in that door, and I tell you, I do not believe them. When I was on codeine, I went to the store and bought all of the leaders. Follow the leader. Monkey see, monkey do. It was critical, but the telephone went and bought 3 pair of shoes. Trapping all night. You know the rule. Trapping all night. It ain't no rule. I pay my dues. Copped it in 2. And all I do is sell shit. I should go on a cruise. Dip for my road dog. 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 This is a real nigga roll call. Where you at? You feel me? Nah, for real. All my niggas locked up. Deserve to be home. Did that time. My auntie down there did 30 years. Deserve to be home and did that time. You understand me? All my niggas really locked up on the streets, man. You know, you damn near 40. You ain't got no bank account, you dig? That shoebox, you know what I mean, is getting old. Dip for all my road dogs, though. You know, I've been there. I'm a part of that shit. I just feel like I paid my dues. You dig what I'm saying? So, dip for you.
School is my road dog. Cap is my road dog. Sud is my road dog. Gold is my road dog. K is my road dog. Fresh is my road dog. Quez is my road dog. Bankroll is my road dog. C-Wheels is my road dog. My nigga my road dog. Crazy my road dog. I got triggers my road dog. Cat is my road dog. C-Note is my road dog. Dolph is my road dog. My Nino Ross is my road dog.
Attention, artists of all music genres, search no more for industry quality beats at a quality price. Soundclick.com/KingsBeats. That's KingsBeats. Featuring trap, soul, hip hop, R&B, and more. Soundclick.com/KingsBeats. That's KingsBeats. Visit today. We may just have something you like. For more information, contact Kings at 850-519-4384. Soundclick.com/KingsBeats. We may just have something you like.
Yeah, chop him as I run the game, get it hot. Oh, damn. See, I was going to freestyle for y'all, but hey, check it out. We're going to open the lines right after this, 424-243-9649. So make sure you share the link. And get people over here, all your friends, your families, your cousins, and all them little half-cousins you got to tell them to come over here because Cali girls just showed up, and I need some cats with me to walk over here so I can do the roll call. You know how them little thugs be in front of her house. Check it out. This is Dub Nietzsche. It's called All Gas, No Brakes featuring Shotty Boo. Shout out to the West Coast. You dig? We're going to open the lines right after this.
Yeah.
Yeah. No breaks.
Right. No breaks, man. Yeah. What's up, Dub Nation?
Yeah.
Shotty, what's happening? Oh, man, I'm chilling, man.
They said they want us back again. Yeah, they want us back again.
Let's get crazy.
No breaks.
No breaks. No breaks. No gas, nigga.
I smash, smash gas without no breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
No breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
No breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
I smash, smash gas without no breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
No breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
No breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the
gas. I tell your boy Lambo. She said, "Up, bitch, you just too much to handle. Fall for anything what you stand for. I plan for big houses, big riches, back bitches, close to the tightest stitches. No good, trying to find something thick, keep me hard as wood. Make sure that I'm never misunderstood. Trying hard to change the bad days into good. Yeah, I keep spitting all gas. Can't help it, nigga, my mind state and get the cash back. Please don't wait. I know over the years a lot of niggas hate, but I'm on top of the hill. I'm never gonna tell you shit fake, I'ma keep shit real. Fuck how a nigga feel. Nigga, I'm my own puppy, I don't need no deal.
I smash, smash gas without no breaks.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No breaks.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No breaks.
Nigga, smash the gas.
I smash, smash gas without no breaks.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No breaks.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No breaks.
Nigga, smash the gas. I got my foot down, nigga, metal to metal. Old school folk, ooh, nigga, hello. I hit the freeway, punching 150 on the dash. Hustle like a maniac just to get the cash. Days of the past, nigga, fuck that bitch. In the third lane till I strike and get rich. Talking on a cell, I don't talk like that. Nigga, see me face to face when it's all about the pack. Nigga, fuck what you talking about. Nigga, I'm great. Monkey ass niggas ain't finna see no gorilla. It's F8, nigga, die to the beat. Like, son of a bitch, you wanna ride with me? I got it rolled up, nigga, I'm pushing the dub. Nigga, fresh shot the coupe, nigga, 2-4 dub. Nigga, talking to the bitch like, what up? Nigga, I know she on my butt, she wanna fuck.
I smash, smash gas without no brakes.
I smash the gas.
No brakes.
Nigga, I smash the gas.
No brakes.
Nigga, I smash the gas.
I smash, smash gas. No breaks. No breaks. No breaks.
Now push, push, bounce, rock. Push, push, bounce, rock. Push, push, bounce, bounce. Nigga, shake the pill.
This is a True Beyond ENT public service announcement. Yo, everybody, we know it's that time of season where we all got to wash our hands and watch out for doorknobs and all that type of stuff because of the germs in the winter season. But I want to say something to all my guys in the music industry. Yo, you got to watch out for these girls with a cold. That's right, I said it, a girl with a cold. Yo, she can give your nuts the head flu. You heard me? Yo, you'll be walking around, your dick be going, achoo, achoo. All day long, trying to go to the bathroom midstream. Achoo! You could just mess up somebody's house. I mean, don't twinkle when you sprinkle. You know how it go, y'all. So I'm telling y'all, watch out for the girl with the cold, because she can give you the head flu. And that has been a True Beyond Entertainment public service announcement. Achoo! Achoo!
Yeah, so make sure you show some support to the show. Get it. And go to monstrousradio.com. And link onto my personal page and go buy some music. I'm just saying it'll help things out around here. So I'm not going to do no donation pledge. Ask you for $10, $15. Send me some money to pledge. I will ask you to borrow me $5 in person. But I'm just saying we're not going to do no pledges around here. So what we do, instead of asking you for $5, $10, $15, because you know I'm not going to pay your ass back, just buy some music at emonster.com, help the show keep going. I'm just saying. So, all right, we're about to get ready to get into our who's fucking who and who's getting fat, also known as what there, Miss Tatiana Baltimore.
What's up, what's up? It is now time for the celebrity news of who's fucking who and who's getting fat. Tune in. Call in. Alright, first thing that we're going to talk about on the celebrity news today is my man, Lil Wayne. Y'all know what? Lil Wayne, y'all already know. Lil Wayne is supposedly leaving Cash Money. All right, well, you know he said when he leaves, he taking his crew with him. His crew consists of Drake, Nicki, what's the other little dude's name? Give me a minute, Lil Twist, Christina Milian, and also Mac Maine. He said he's not leaving without them because they are under Young Money Entertainment. And artists still remain under his umbrella, even though the Birdman was integral in molding Drake and Nicki's career. We're told Weezy believes the superstars should go with him because their contracts are still with Young Money Entertainment. Clouding the issues is the fact Cash Money has a distribution deal with all of Young Money artists. Most likely the matter will have to be settled in court, but we're told Wayne's intent is clear. He is definitely not leaving Cash Money without his people. Also, anybody have anything to say about that now, Driver? What you think about it? Do you think
I'm just like... I mean, what? Who will be left after that? Cash Money with Drake, Nicki, Twist, Christina Milian. I mean, who's left? There's nobody left. And from what I hear, Wayne is really upset. And, you know, this is the who's fucking who, who's getting fat. This is the gossip part. I don't know. This is what I heard. Wayne's mad. Right. My sources say they some bullshit motherfuckers. They saying that Wayne is upset because, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say it was Young Thug is dropping an album, and it's going to drop before Wayne's, and it's called Carter 6 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, that's Wayne's thing, the Carter. Remember? That's his whole thing with his album, the Carter. That was his hottest album, and he stayed with that. So for baby to let somebody drop. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Ooh-wee. But then, like we talked about last week, with the management, baby is still going to make money, even if they all do leave. Because if they're all under contract, he's going to make money no matter where they go. Good example, right. A lot of you people in the music industry, you remember the whole situation with Suge and Snoop. Reason why Suge and Master P got into it because Master P bought Snoop out from Suge. You dig? A lot of people used to be like, Snoop's album wasn't as hot as they used to be, da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, rumor has it, Snoop wasn't really trying to make the hottest stuff he could make. Why? Because even though he wasn't over at Suge's label, he was still making money off of him, no matter what he do, just like the whole diss albums with Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and all that. Remember, they used to diss the hell out of Eazy-E. That's why he used to say, go ahead, make your new Dre day. It's Eazy's payday anyway. Because he was making the money that the diss tracks they was making, Eazy-E was making money on that.
Wow.
Sell all the records you
own. So
he's still making money because they all was under contract to him.
Well, damn.
You did?
Damn. Right.
So that's going to be a big ass controversy. You're going to be hearing years talking about Wayne got a new hot album and Wayne's pissed because Baby just made $1 million off of it and he ain't had shit to do with it. I'm just saying that's how the shit works. That's how it goes down. You dig? So that's all I got to say about that. Ooh wee! All right, what else we got?
What else we got is, I just want to ask everybody about, since the Super Bowl is coming out, what do y'all think about the thing, this about them deflating the ball? They're making a big issue out of that. They're definitely investigating that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to stop the Super Bowl, but what do you think it's going to do? Is it going to get them fined? Is it... You know, if they win, are they going to take the trophy away from them? What is the whole point of it? If they're not going to do anything about it, why cause such a a controversy behind it.
Right. Well, see, what they should have did, and I'll be talking to the NFL, and these motherfuckers don't never listen to shit go bad. Then they want to call me something, monster, will you help us? See, I try to sell them motherfuckers some nut muffs for them balls. You dig that big black ball, big brown balls, they fit nut cups, the nut muffs real good. They should have been throwing ball, had the nut muffs on the balls, on the sideline, keeping the balls warm. You dig? Because nut muffs are fuzzy, kept the balls warm, and they wouldn't have these problems. I'm just saying,
right.
They should have hooked up with E-Monster Monster's Way. I could have gave some nut muffs to put on the balls, and the balls would have stayed warm, and been no problem. But see,
they're
I don't
ball
really
muffs.
Think the
not
issue.
Nut muffs.
Sorry, ball muffs.
Ball.
My bad.
So we have to set them in the store now. We can't call them nut muffs. We got to call them ball muffs. If you check on Facebook, I'll put a link on Facebook of Monster.com. Go to Monster.com and order your ball muffs now. Come in all different sizes, shapes, and colors. Contact us.
Get the Nike one, custom made with the artist name, whatever. So, but I think the whole thing with the Super Bowl is, and excuse me if I'm wrong, I may be wrong. It has happened before. Well, not really, but I'm just trying to make y'all feel good. I think the whole thing with the ball issue deflating, I think they're using that to pump up the Super Bowl. Let's keep it 10,000. The Super Bowl this year, I'm not even excited about watching that sumbitch. Now I am because they're talking about the flat footballs, you dig? And everybody knows the history with Belichick, you know what I mean, doing some old tricky shit, some old espionage spy football, NFL shit, you know what I mean?
What?
So we're trying to watch to see if he pulls it off or not. You dig? Everybody's going to be rooting against Belichick because they feel he's a cheater, and he cheated. That's what they're going to say. But nobody's taking in consideration. Okay. See, I can see if it was an issue if New England had separate nuts. Oops, my bad. If they had separate balls than Indianapolis. If they had separate balls, they both played with separate balls in the game. You dig? Then I could see them saying something. But in the NFL, everybody, they have a certain set of balls. Say, like, they got 30 balls. You dig? It's like 15 dudes standing around holding, got 30 balls. You dig? And they all throw their balls in and out. I'm just saying that's what they do. They throw the balls in and out. They don't particularly pick whose balls is going out in the game this time. They just say, you, over there, run them balls out there. They bring in the balls. So, you know, so I can't say they cheated. Okay, we'll say the balls were deflated a little bit, and New England could catch the ball a little better. But Indianapolis used the same set of balls. You can catch the balls just like anybody else. It's not discriminative. If the balls are a little fat, a little flat, yeah, you can catch them a little more. You dig? And it was like that for Vulcans. I don't really see the controversy in it. I play football. I know the game. If that ball's deflated for you, it's deflated for me. I'm going to catch it just as good. But they need some drama to build up on the game. That's just my opinion, though. Should we ask somebody who probably watches football? Jay Dirty? He might watch football. You like the Falcons down there, Jay Dirty?
Oh,
Dirty
yeah.
Birds? Okay. What do you think about this whole controversy with the flat ball, flat football?
I'm going to tell y'all like I tell everybody else that asks me these dumb-ass questions. Just like there's politics in music, there's politics in sports. All this shit is a money scheme. They want the views, so they had to make a big deal to get people to come watch. And that's
right.
Killing me, period. But, you know, I used to play tackle football with my partners in the motherfucking dirt. I was talking about we used to throw each other into trees, roots, bushes. And we had flat balls sometimes. Yeah, you know, yeah. We had flat balls and shit sometimes. We ain't never complained about no shit. We still catching that bit. Oh, that's a money scheme, bro. Like, come on. They professionals, but it's a money scheme. They just want people to come watch the Super Bowl because it ain't as popular as it used to be.
Right. There's no controversy to make you want to watch it. You dig?
Yeah.
And that's the controversy they got. You mean? Other than that, what else are they going to talk about? Sherman talking shit. Like he should be doing. I'm just saying. That's why I watch Seattle. I like Wilson, don't get me wrong, but I want to see Sherman go the fuck off. Hey,
bro, I'm really tripping. I'm really tripping off. I'm really tripping off of them. I don't know if you heard about this. NBC, man, the TV network. Them motherfuckers, bro, they be charging people at Super Bowl time this year. They charging $4.5 million for 30-second commercials, bro. Like, that's too much motherfucking money for they to be homeless motherfuckers out there. That's ridiculous, bro. You $4.5 million for a 30-second commercial? And you motherfuckers sitting on that type of damn bread? Like, what the fuck? Like, that's crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
Like, man. No, they don't fucking care
but
about
I know why
you
that's
playing,
that bullshit. Ain't none of that copyright money coming to you. Because I'm complaining, too.
Oh, I don't even care about that. I work hard for my money, dog. I just think it's fucked up. They getting all that motherfucking bread, and I bet with the NBC stations that I bet there's homeless motherfuckers in their city. That's just ridiculous, man. That's too much money for motherfuckers for one station to be having. That's just too damn much. That's crazy.
Right. I feel you, but I'll take some of that. I'll take some of that. Sure will. I'm going to do right with it, but I'll take some of that.
Keyword
sure
take. Will. Keyword take.
Yep,
bring that shit around me, motherfucker. Get raw.
Yeah. So.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, that was the celebrity news for today. Oh, I would also like to. I forgot what I was going to say. Just that quick on global.
Where's that? Awkward.
I know. Awkward. Hey, I was watching that. That just reminded me. I was watching that shit. This little girl was on there. This little motherfucker went down there all the way to Africa to see her ex-boyfriend. And she got down there to see her ex-boyfriend. And she kept saying, oh, don't be sad. You know, we had to part our ways, this, that, whatever, whatever, whatever. And he had a girlfriend the whole time. And the little black girl looked at her and said, oh. Awkward. And I was like, oh my God.
That whole situation you just told us about, that is corny as fuck. That is lame. I don't know what the fuck going through people's heads to travel that goddamn far to see an ex. That's, I don't even know what just happened just then. I'm going to fall back. I don't even understand what just happened just now.
Well, she traveled that far to see him. No, she went. What she did was she ran down there to get the kids that she actually a nanny for. And when she got, they went down there looking for her because they thought she went down there to get her boyfriend back, knowing that he already had a girlfriend. So she down there talking shit. Sorry, I left you at the altar. But don't be all sad about it and this, that, whatever. And the whole time his girlfriend is standing there. And that little black girl said, oh, awkward.
Like I just said, I don't even know what the fuck just happened just now. I'm finna just fall back. I don't understand that kind of lingo. I really don't. I don't speak English when it comes to shit like that. Me knowing but English, I don't even know, cuz. I don't know what you just said.
Well, if y'all didn't know, I like to send my shout out and congratulations to Quality Control Music. They have been put on Global as two of the smartest guys in hip hop. I don't know. Do y'all know who those are? Who they are?
No.
Quality Control consists of Coach and P. they are two brothers who have been in the entertainment business for a long time. They also let out into this year. They anticipate. A rap debut with Lil Wayne featuring the Migos. They have had over 300 top Billboard hottest hits. Young Jeezy, Gucci Mane, Pierre P, everybody. It basically started back in the days with the father. He used to be up there with Master P, Lil Jon, Outkast, Goody Mob, all of them. Anyway, it's called Quality
Control.
What you think? You tell me.
They must make beats. I ain't never heard of nobody named Quality.
I'll tell you what, though, bro. I'll tell you what, though. If somebody got a big name like that right there in the music game, that means they some huge snakes. Because there ain't no way in here you get that damn successful and that popular without stepping on somebody's feet. That don't happen in the music game. I'm sorry. But I know who to stay away from, cuz. You know, but hey, that's what he's talking, man. Y'all know I ain't shit. Don't listen to me. I ain't shit. Hey, salute them anyway. They got the brain power.
We gonna pray for you.
Yeah,
it's
all needed. It's needed, yeah.
Well, all right, well, hey, getting back to the other part about traveling to see an ex. Let's go over here and check in with Cali Girl. She's the only person I know travel all the way from LBC to go to Iowa to meet some stripper named Rufus. Let's see what the hell she got going on today from the LBC. What's good,
Kelly? Oh, my God. How are you? And just so you know, Stallion, that was my favorite episode. I was busting up laughing.
You know what I'm talking about.
Hell yeah, my favorite show. I never miss a beat.
That's what's up. It's
that will be some bullshit some women will watch.
Oh, is she going to Africa to check on her ex and then that is
some old bullshit.
Oh, you
that
know what?
Like
let me tell you, speaking of Africa.
General Hospital.
Yes, before we get
what?
Into the football issue.
Oh,
why
Lord.
Did I see on Facebook this white girl had a tattoo. Somebody had reposted and it says, once you go black, you never go back, which is true. I can acknowledge that. Then she had that said, I love Africa on it, and had the whole state tattooed on her back.
Damn.
I have to disagree with that statement. me being a white man, I can't even agree with that statement, cuz.
Well, I'm a white girl, and I love black men. Period.
That's great. I love black women too. But I tell you what, I ain't went black and never came back. I like to dip in all type of sauces. I don't even I ain't never been stuck on one. Let me stop bullshitting over here before I get fucked
okay.
up.
Now back to this football
good,
issue. Now to this football issue. I agree with both of y'all. And second about that is the reason they you know what I mean? The team beat the other team out. It wasn't even a fucking game. It wasn't even close to a damn game have you sitting on the edge of your seat of who's going to win. The other team just spanked the other team's ass. So they had to come up with a damn controversy. I said make them play over and let's see who really won.
Make them play over? Make them play over?
Yeah, make those two teams play the game over, and then we'll see who win, and then we'll go from there.
It ain't gonna work. They'll still come up with it. They'll come up with another scheme next. It ain't gonna work. They'll always come up with something.
I know.
Then after that, they're gonna say, okay. They're gonna go, okay. That's two out of three. One more game. Get your ass up out of here. You lost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If the Pee Wee players can handle it, you can handle it too, player. You know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Shit, I don't know what they're so mad for. They get paid how many million dollars a fucking touchdown? How many? Yo, they get paid millions of dollars for how many yards now? You motherfuckers ain't struggling, boy. They need to quit whining, goddamn. Them motherfuckers get paid by the yard.
Right.
Fuck that. They better not be whining over there. I'll be mad at here. Let me find out. You over there making that much damn money on some yardage. You mad because somebody had some deflated football. Bitch, you still got a fat check in the mail. Fuck your feelings, bro.
Real talk. You did? Because I'm strong enough to replace your ass for two hot dogs and three groupies. Hello.
Me
I'll
too.
Be in the game.
Yeah.
Starting. I'm just saying.
Three hot dogs.
On the line, looking at the quarterback like, give it to me, dog. Give it to me. I got to work on these groupies and this hot dog. You did?
Yeah. Now, and then back to Lil Wayne, because I'm putting my 2 cents in since you didn't ask me, so I'm going to give it to you anyways. From what I'm hearing is Lil Wayne is supposed to be. Look, I'll try to be nice and cook you some damn dinner and shit, but you know what? I'm going to destroy the bedroom. Anyway, I heard that Lil Wayne.
How you going to make somebody dinner? How you gonna make somebody dinner and all you did was put some cheese on a bologna sandwich and stick it in the microwave for 15 seconds?
Hey, brother,
you coming
me.
Last time?
I made corn.
That's
corn and steak and mashed potatoes.
When you finna talk bad about bologna and cheese sandwich tonight? That's a classic. I grew up on it.
Exactly.
Boy, do
five bologna.
Those
and the only
good,
five bologna
boy.
That is good is the one that has the red string around it, and you have to take off the red string before you fry the bologna.
Oh, man. She got the right idea over there, boy.
I'll tell you this, if you motherfuckers would just ask for a raise, you can get you some ham and stop fucking with the bologna. Hello! Because I'm on ham and other shit.
Man,
fuck
I'll be
bologna.
Eating bologna. If I turn into a millionaire, I'll still be eating bologna. Shit, I'll buy the trademark for bologna. Let me get rich. Oh.
Well, you'll be the millionaire's bologna with the slit in the middle fried bologna sandwich in the world. You did? Because I'm just saying, I'm getting me a steak sandwich.
Oh, really?
I got $1 million. Keep your baloney. I'm having a steak. What else we got going on in the entertainment news, Miss Carrie? Y'all possible?
Y'all fucking crazy. Oh, there's
the
thing, bro. There's something.
I know.
There's
player ball coming up.
Going on.
You know that what?
Wait, hold on. Let Carrie go.
There's something new.
We got the player ball, the West Coast player ball coming up, hosted by the one and only Sugar Free. February
20th. Oh, shit. February 20th. Oh. Yeah, in Cali, bro. Oh.
You just, I'm going to be honest with you. Bro, the players balls be popping in Cali and in the South, though. You see, the other country, they can't they can't do it like West Coast and the South do with the player balls, bro. They can't do it like West Coast and the South do. We created that shit. What do you mean? We created players balls West Coast and South Side. We did that.
I really hate to say it, but, bro, you is correct. Don't get me twisted in Chicago. Some other spots they get it in, but don't nobody do players' balls like the West Coast and down South. I'm just saying, I don't know what's up with Minnesota player ball. They scared to come out and act like players. I don't know.
It's
there'll be
too
like six players in 100. He said it's too
damn
cold.
Damn, jewelry going to freeze
said,
and crack. What's too cold
hurt.
For that?
My pussy
can't even do nothing with that. You gotta defrost the pussy before you even have a good time, man. Shit. You gotta sit up next to the damn heater, bro.
Defrost the pussy. That's a new one.
Make some pussy muscle for their ass.
You gotta thaw it out.
For real. Sit up by the heater, bro.
Y'all foolish.
Yeah, you know they're talking about Chris Brown. They call Chris Brown dropping off Karrueche. What's her name? Karrueche.
Karrueche. Yeah, he fucking hell out there, girl.
Right. They called him.
He didn't get out there.
They said he was trying to be a good boyfriend. Chris Brown was caught at LAX doing the deed. With Karrueche Train being a good boyfriend, that is, you know, it's true love. When someone goes to the hassles of dropping you off at the airport, that or your spirit's been completely broken, or you're making up for something you did. Whatever the reason, Brown did his duty, giving KT the kiss and fly on Sunday. This is
huge.
She got
a good pussy. That's why he did it. That's why he's still fucking her. She got some good pussy.
And motherfuckers. Look, they say he dropped her ass off, but she still had to carry her own damn bag.
Straight up, Chris.
He kissed her and told her to get the fuck out of the car.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm famous. I can't walk through the damn motherfucking airport right now. Because
you ain't got no security guard. That's why.
Outside bitches only. They got to sign up for that at the airport. Side bitches only, though. The real motherfuckers can't get out there like
that. Side bitches only.
They got signs up for that everywhere now. I'm telling you, look for them. You'll see the signs up everywhere now. Walmart, they at the McDonald's now. They side bitches signs everywhere, bro. I'm telling you, everywhere.
You can't go nowhere without the paparazzi getting on. You know, the paparazzi is suing old Justin Bieber. They have the nerve to shoot to sue the Biebers, the Beeb. Bieber is getting sued. If you stand in front of a moving car, you're gonna get hit. Bieber done knocked the shit out of a motherfucker with a car.
Don't do drugs, people.
He said, "Move your ass." Get out the way. It says if you stand in front of a moving car, you're going to get hit, which is Justin Bieber's defense in the lawsuit filed by a photographer, mowed down. Bieber was sued last year by Walter Lee, who claimed Bieber's drug credit.
Boy, that's a hell of a defense, that boy.
Sunset. Bieber claimed Lee deliberately stood in front of the moving vehicle. Bieber also doubts Lee was actually hurt. As TMZ first reported, despite claiming serious injuries, Lee filmed Bieber just a few days after filing his lawsuit.
But what do you know what? What do you expect? You over there, you know they're getting in the car, so why are you going to get that damn close to the car just to take a damn picture? You know when you're getting in the car, they're going to drive away.
Right. In my defense, on Bieber's defense, he right. Shit, okay. You stand in front of a car, you want to get the fuck hit. Why the hell are you standing in front of my car? Move your ass like that damn game, Mortal Kombat. Get over here. Move, bitch.
Right. Smooth
I was gonna say the same thing. We're gonna go to the next caller, but yeah, I was gonna say the same thing. Now in this one, I'm gonna have to be on Bieber's side. Get your ass out the street. You dig? We all know how the paparazzi be. You know what the paparazzi did? He tried to be like, hit me, hit, don't, oh shit, call the police. You dig? And Bieber rolled by on his ass. Move, bitch. You dig?
Yeah.
That's just 100. I'm gonna keep it real. I'm on Bieber's side on that one. You dig? Make his ass a hood ornament. Call whoever you got State Farm. Do a discount. Double check. Do what you got to do to get your ass out the road trying to take a picture of me.
Well, that
I'm
car
just saying, hello.
Be hella fucked up.
Mm-hmm. So I probably wouldn't have hit him with my TS, though. I probably would have hit him with my bucket. I'm just saying. You dig? A TS is kind of nice. I'm going to take him with the next caller. Because we are close to the end of the show. You say what?
I said, I'll be driving a police car. You stand your ass in front, you want to get the fuck ran over. Move, motherfucker. I'm finna put 25 cents in the jaw. Move, nigga. Shit.
Huh. Well, I guess it is kind of ludicrous that he didn't yell out the window, move, bitch, get out the way. I'm just saying. 469-505. Who we got with us on Monstrous Radio? Monstrous Monday. You hear what we talking about. What's good?
We're on Tuesday.
Man, Monstrous Monday. Whoever said they Tuesday need to get out that drink. What's up with it, man?
This is
the motherfucking
dude. Oh, it is Monday, huh? Damn.
You've had your official good moment. Now. Where my boy Dirty, man?
Was ham.
Man, what's up with it, man? Georgia is in the building. You know what I'm talking about? My drink for the day is Bacardi Select. On the front end, you say Bacardi. On the back end, you say Select. Drag up.
The color of today.
Check it out, man. I'm Clark. I'm happy to be on Monsters Radio, the number one radio station online and in your eardrums right now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, we're back. The second station coming behind this great man. You know what I'm talking about? The great Walker. Swat and Paw Down is back, baby.
Right on. What's the airtime, bro?
Same time, same station, same number.
Right.
8 to 10 p.m.
With nothing but turn up. Mad Monday. We turn it up.
Okay. Right after. So, hey, make sure everybody, right after this show, make sure, let's see, I'm going to blast it on my page. Callie, you slam it on your page. Jay Dirty, I'll get you the link. Everybody blast it out. We're going to start off the new show with a lot of people. Get in, get your promo, bring your game, because I'm telling y'all, it's going to get wild. I'm just saying, it's monstrous around here, but over there, it's a lot of swagger. Hello. I'm just saying. What's the number again?
Hey,
Now, Monsters Radio, I want y'all to really pay attention, man. You know what I'm saying? My boy here is going to have the exclusive. The exclusive. How many of y'all remember Rome? Y'all remember Rome?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everybody
singing, right?
Yeah. Well, guess what? He's right here in Dallas, Texas, man. And my boy E-Monster is going to have that exclusive interview coming soon. We ain't heard from Rome, and
is.
I don't know. But it's going to go down.
Right. That's what it do. Stay tuned. It's going down. All right. All right. What else is going on down there with you, Suave? Mr. Suave, it's the Nasty Ladies. I know y'all love his R&B. I'm just saying. Hello.
Oh, I'll be looking for that new joint, you know what I'm saying? Suave featuring Rome and Link is going down, man.
Woo! That's big, baby. That's big. So tell us about how that come along, bro.
Huh?
You said, how did all that come along? Give us the feeling. You know we nosy.
Hey, man, I bumped into the cat. We chopped it up. Link was already talking about, you know, we got to do that, your body thing, like LNG and TGP. So I don't know what they're going to call us, man, but we're going to get in that thing. We need to get up there and work some of our meat. We need to come up there and work some of our meat up there in Minnesota. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm with that. Somebody in the car.
Man, somebody was getting it in.
Yeah, something.
Hey, a beat like that, homeboy. The only beat like that I know is when they have that emergency beat when they take a break after TV. Beep! You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, boy, crazy.
I'm just saying.
So, all right. So what you want to talk? What you got? You got any comments on the entertainment news? We are at the end of the show. We're about to do some shout outs and stuff and get up out of here. But I definitely want to hear about how you feel about what's going on in the entertainment news there, Swally.
Man, it's crazy, man. Did y'all touch on the whole Nicki Minaj thing?
No.
Nicki Minaj?
Well, see, Nicki Minaj, you know, is single, fellas. Fellas, Nicki Minaj is single, fellas. She has
nobody.
Nobody
care about that.
I do. I don't know about
man,
you.
No. No.
Like
I ain't attracted to Nicki, man. I'm not attracted to Nicki, man. She got them old ass plans. That shit feel like two kneecaps fucking you up. But I can't do it. But she don't wake up looking like that. That feels like a Mr. Potato Head doll, man.
No. Where are you from?
Georgia, man.
You from Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Sweet Georgia. Georgia peach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the weed is on sale like hell, nigga. Y'all shit $7,500 to put the shit in your head. Y'all got all kinds of things going on. You want to tell me about some fake booty?
I'm telling you, I don't fuck with fake asses, bro. I can't do it, man. It just ain't
you know,
I wasn't born like that.
Fuck with the booty anyway, so I don't need it no way. It can be fake as it want to be. I ain't going to be back there.
I can't do it, man.
She's fucking with Meek Mill's, man. They're doing a little down. Meek Mill's hit on Sharice, man, and said he was, you know, put a little side in the game. But guess what? Sharice is the one to introduce Meek Mill's to Nicki. And guess what? Nicki didn't write all her shit. He wrote half of that shit, too. But, you know, it is what it is, man. They're going back and forth with
Wait,
shit.
You
the
say
Nicki.
What?
Yes. Remember she went on the war show talking about I write my own shit?
Yeah.
And see, there was a reason why they didn't want Sharice to rap because his flow is just like Nicki's flow for some reason. So he's not worried about it, don't it? He's making his money on the back end. You know what I'm saying? It is. Yes, it is. But I'm thinking this. Meek Mills is a very ugly individual. I just want to say, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, it must be time for the ugly man. You know what I'm saying? Like, Nicki, you could have did better. know what I mean? We could have did that. She turned down Drake. She say, what's name? August Alsina is a little baby. You know, he's a little baby. So she don't want to fuck with him. She won't fuck with Lil Wayne. I mean, who wants to fuck with Lil Wayne? But I'm just saying, like, him,
apparently maybe, everybody. He got a baby by every damn body. I'm just saying.
Okay, but $1 billion to fuck something, shit, I guess so. He a trick. He be tricking. It ain't tricking if you got it. Well, if I had it, you need to have it because I ain't doing no tricking.
Oh, man. Straight up.
I ain't tricking shit. Now, I can treat. I'll treat like a motherfucker, but I ain't going to trick. You know what I mean? I'll take y'all out.
Exactly.
We can kick it, go to the movies, but I ain't going to buy you no Versace, no Gucci's, no Louis V. Fuck.
Nah. Straight up.
No, I ain't gonna do nothing.
I'm a Jolly Rancher trick because I be buying this chick all kinds of Jolly Rancher candy. I'm gonna have to reverse my shit, get my pimping up.
Hey, y'all know if we go to California, we can get the weed Jolly Ranchers now. Why we talking about Jolly Ranchers, Trevor?
You ain't gonna go that far because we can go to Colorado and get the same shit. We ready for it.
Let's head
Hold
out.
On, I'm tripping. I'm tripping, though. You monster, did you say Jolly Rancher panties, bro?
No, I said candy.
I was about to say, damn, when those shits came out, I'm about to go cop me a few pair for these ladies, bro. Damn, Jolly Rancher panties?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You like Jolly Rancher.
I'm going to get dirty. I'm going to get dirty t-shirt. I'm going to make dirty t-shirt. You know what it's going to say on it? It's gonna say, I like Georgia peaches, all you can eat is.
Is that what?
What?
I like Georgia peaches, all you can eat is. You know, you can't.
Oh, man.
You can't get proper down there. You talk proper. You know you're from the dirty, Joe. Georgia?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Whoever made edible panties, man, I love them to death. Whoever made them up, damn it, we have fun with them motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
You know what I have?
All right, well, hey, before we get out of here, let the people know where they can find the show, and then go ahead and do some shout-outs, and then, you know, we'll wrap up the show.
I bet that, man. Come right after this show, the Monsters Radio Show, and come check out Swagger Countdown Radio at 347-327-9519. That's 347-327-9519. /Swagger Countdown Radio. Let's get it in. Shout out to every motherfucker, and shout out to all them Georgia peaches. And all that, we're going to all you can eat that. Let's get it.
Try it on, man. Try it on.
All right, what you got for us, Jay Dirty?
Man, shout out to them edible panties, man, and all the females that's willing to put them on and let somebody have a buffet on that ass, man. Salute that, and salute Monsters Radio, and that's it, man.
That's what it do. What you got for us, Ms. Stallion Baltimore?
Number one, on the way out, I like to request Ben Trippin by Black Ops, and I like to shout out to everybody. That way, I don't miss nobody. Y'all don't forget to tune in. I mean, to check monsters.com to get your balls, the ball muffs by E Monster, monstersradio.com. Also, Stallion Baltimore will be going in for the Thick and Sassy Modeling Affair. Yeah, I will. Come out, watch me. I'll let you know. More information coming.
Oh, shit.
Is that the tall version or the small version?
Huh?
Is that the tall version or the small version?
I'm gonna get you in about 15 minutes. About 15 minutes, y'all.
Yeah, fucking hell.
All right, y'all. Hey, you know how I do. Hey, I send shouts out to everybody that not only likes the flyers, the pics, and the links, but that also share them. We definitely appreciate that. Big shout out to everybody that calls in, everybody that listens online that don't call in. But, hey, we still appreciate you anyway. You dig? You can find everything that goes on with the show, whether it's Monsters Mondays, Takeover Tuesdays, Wet Wet Wednesday, Comic Cafe, Urban Therapy on Thursday, Friday Night Live, and we're going to bring back the Ivory Vibe show. So stay tuned. You get all your info and updates at monsterishradio.com. But after this show, make sure you take your ass over there to Swag, and we're going to get it in. You dig? I usually just do the chat room, but I'm going to be on the line this time. We're going to go down. It's going to go down. So bring your ass. Get it in, and I said shout out, and this motherfucker give me a request. It is what it is. This girl is so motherfucking monstrous. This has been Trippin' Black Ops Monsters Radio. Y'all have a good night now. You hear?
I'm in the booth with a halo. I know I've been tripping. I know I've been tripping. I know I've been tripping. Mind been missing. Shit been dipping. Had to go ahead and switch. I know I've been tripping. Yeah, I know I've been tripping. I know I've been tripping. Yeah, I know I've been tripping. I know I've been tripping. Yeah, I know I've been tripping. I know I've been fucked in the mind. Hell, hustler got a nigga on the grind, trying to find a nickel or a dime. Not giving you time, got another nigga sitting all up on your mind. Hold your hold up, give a nigga a reason to ever wanna pull up. To show up in something to make that ass wanna go nuts. Wow. To show your girl what I've been tripping. My mind being stuck in 007, a man on a mission. I know it's been different, but you still don't get it. My mind been doing a 360 in my head, cause a 180 can't do the job and it won't go the distance. Then what I push, cause I gotta get it, but leaving you out the picture got you really flipping. In a room, but I tell you, if you had a little patience and a little time, then you would see all the things that's going in my mind. Cause I know I've been tripping. I know I've been tripping. I know I've been tripping. I've been missing. Shit been dipping. Had to go ahead and switch. I know I've been tripping. 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 This a 24/7 process, just the process. All the information that I digest. That's a brain fucker for your mind test. Better get your mind right, nigga, that's a contest. Cause the journey that you go on is a conquest. North, south, east, west, nigga, that's a direct. Shall never believe I will lead you astray. In the way that I lead, we'll show you the way. I know I be high and probably loaded, but I know my mind was willing to stay. Get out of my way and watch what you say. Cause the word that you speak might fuck up your day. On my own shit, rolling with my yellow bone, bitch, and my white. Gotta grab a stack of mold just to cop the right fit. Better watch out when I step out, cause a nigga mind gon' hell. I know I've been tripping. I know I've been tripping. I know I've been tripping. Mind been missing. Shit been dipping. Had to go ahead and switch. I know I've been tripping. Yeah, I know I've been tripping. I know I've been tripping. Yeah, I know I've been tripping. I know I've been tripping. Yeah, I know I've been tripping. I know I've been tripping too long and I'm out of my mind. I'm so high right now like I smoked me a pine. The cloud that I'm on is past number 9. And the rate that I'm going, I never come down. Been tripping too long and I'm out of my mind. I'm so high right now like I smoked me a pine. The cloud that I'm on is past number 9. And the rate that I'm going, I never come down. Don't wait for it, nigga, pray for it, nigga, yeah. Don't wait for it, nigga, pray for it, nigga, yeah. That's all I gotta say. Don't wait. Nigga, pray for it, nigga, yeah. Hey. No way for it, nigga, pray for it, nigga, yeah. Better make your own way. I know I've been tripping. I know I've been tripping. I know I've been tripping. Mind been missing. Shit been dipping. Had to go ahead and switch. I know I've been tripping. Yeah, I know I've been tripping. I know I've been tripping. Yeah, I know I've been tripping. I know I've been tripping. Yeah, I know I've been tripping.
This is your girl, Amora, and you are rocking with E-Monster on Monsterous Radio.
True Beyond.